upstate South Carolina.
4ZLK mobile.
2HXS stationary.
Man, that went by so slow I couldn't copy it. Hey, Dave, how are you this evening?
And KB3HXS.
We all know and love.
You funny guy. Yeah, I'm just sitting here at my desk, just dialing around the HF bands here, and I just heard your melodious tones. I wanted to say hello.
Well, appreciate that. I haven't talked to you in a while. Did you ever get rid of those Kenwoods?
Which one? I've got so many radios here. I've got a deal going on one of them. Which ones are you talking about?
VHF, UHF, to me. I can't remember the number on it.
Was it the V71?
That might be right. You had two of them, one with no microphone.
Oh, that wasn't it. Yeah. No, I still got those.
Model?
I don't remember. I got to go downstairs and look at them. Can I give you a buzz tomorrow and tell you?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. I told you I'd get back with you, and I thought, well, he's probably gotten rid of them by now, but yeah, I might be interested if you give me a call or something.
Yeah, well, we shall discuss it further on the phone, sir.
Good. How does this sound, this radio? Is there any noise or anything or distortion? I had this in my work truck, and I was getting reports of some, like a sound and some, when I key up, some scratchiness on the microphone.
No, it sounds perfectly clean. You sound real good.
Microphone, and then it was cleared up for a while, and then they started getting reports again. It was in my work truck, so I put my other radio, my Yaesu that I had in this truck, I put it in my work truck, and they said everything's fine now, so I was hoping this radio isn't bad.
Well, in your work vehicle, are you able to connect directly to the radio, or do you have to use a cigarette lighter plug?
Volt accessory plugs for a CB radio. That's where I have it connected.
Unfortunately, I don't think those are shielded, or they really handle a whole lot of power. And what did I say? I meant directly to the battery. The best way is right to the battery. That's your best, cleanest connection. But, yeah, sometimes those power ports are not either grounded real well or they just don't, you know, the wire tomb is real thin and they don't handle the amperage that you need for these radios.
As I was talking, getting long-winded and, you know, not that I get long-winded, but heating up the radio, maybe that caused it. I don't know. I've used this radio right here in different trucks. Most of them were Macs. Kind of the same situation, the accessory outlet. I've had it in there, goodness, for nine years, ever since I started driving the big truck. And it's been about four or five different trucks, and this is the first one that I've had any issues reported.
Oh, make sure you have a good ground on you. Well, what antenna are you using, first off?
The Hustler. It's got the 3/8 by 20 mount, or three-quarter mount, and just put it where the CB was.
I'm not sure which antenna that is. Just the antenna I used on my tractor for years was the NR770, because it's a no-ground plane required antenna. You can get them in UHF mount and NMO mount, and they're really, really good antennas. I never had a problem with it, but just make sure you got a good ground. You know, just sometimes those mirror mounts, they're not grounded to the frame of the truck real well.
And a window, you know, I just have a little sissy day cab, you know. I don't have one of those manly trucks like you drove. But it is mounted on a bracket on the wind where the CB goes, and it's mounted directly to the chassis of the cab.
Okay, but don't forget the cab is on rubber mounts, right?
Knowing UPS, I would say no, but yeah, they are. If they could get away with all steel to steel and no springs or air, yeah, that would be the way it would be.
Yeah. Well, I made sure my radio is... Well, anyway, yeah, you know what to do. Just make sure everything is bonded to ground and everything, and make sure your SWRs are good and all that, because that could be detrimental. But anyway, yeah, good to hear from you, Shane. You doing okay these days, or were you just getting in the truck tonight?
To the dump, and I'm stopping by a little local store here. Every time we decorate the Christmas tree, my wife likes to use more and more Christmas lights, and every year I have to go get more, and here we are again. And even though we made it last year with the same number, so I'm not sure.
Oh, your wife must be, like, in tune with my wife. We put more lights out this year, too.
And she loves to decorate, and I love watching her decorate. I don't necessarily like helping her, but, you know, I just let her do her thing.
Her and I, we decorate together. We have a good time. We love this time of year. I mean, yeah, heck, you know, we go and do things no matter what, you know, but... Oh, yeah, I'm right there with the wife when she needs me. Got to get the ladder out and get them up on the gutters and all that.
A little bit, because the last few years, it's been just us. The kids are, you know, local, and they come over, but all those years they were all there, and they play Christmas music and drink eggnog and decorate together, and it's, you know, it's a different phase of life.
Now the kids are gone, you can spike the eggnog a little bit.
I didn't sleep very long today. If I did that, I'd be back in bed, sound asleep again.
Oh, darn. I know the feeling. Anyway, Shane, let me cut you loose here. The wife just gave me a yell from the other room, so. Yeah, have a good evening. N4ZLK, KB2HXS.
Hi, Dave. N4ZLK. I'm at my location, so 73. Talk to you later.
Perfect timing. Have a good evening. 73, KB2HXS.
Hey, clear.